way. They tore down that restaurant that's been closed for a long time. Look at that. Progress. Or, I mean, backwards progress. I don't know. Oh, boy. Played Mission 23 today. That was a fun, weird one. People are so weird about it. I don't know if I want to talk about that mission openly like this. It's fun. I don't know where it came from, but there's all this fucking talk, like trying to, like, looking at some website and that has a countdown timer on it. So, like, this is linked to Metal Gear. Something huge is going to happen with Metal Gear. On the 11th. And it fits right into this in 1984 and blah, 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 and all this. It's fucking all ridiculous.
talk of dust and roses? Or should we powder our noses? Don't live for last year's capers. Give me steel, give me steel. Give me pulses unreal. You'll build a glass asylum with just a hint of mayhem. You'll build a better whirlpool. You'll be living from sin, and we can relive again. Heal, Savior, Savior, shores. Hear me, I'm rapidly yours.
What the fuck are these cars doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're not moving. I mean, they're really not moving. I'm still... What the shit is fucking going on? Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Shit. Shit. Fuck. Why? Oh. I moved ahead like one car length. We're all pretty excited about it. Fuck. Why? So unbelievably unfair. iPod's skipping. Okay, there's a truck driving up here to close the lane. I don't know why, though. Okay, there's a cop behind them. Fuck, man. Cops behind him, making it fucking serious. I don't know if this cop wants to merge in or what he's doing. No. Okay, I see. They are picking up a busted up El Camino. Which died in that lane. So, congratulations to the owner of that El Camino. Wait. Now I'm pulling into the second tunnel here, and it's fucking stopped up again. These are the benefits of getting this, you know, this 30th anniversary version of the album. You get a single edit of Rebel Rebel, which is full of a bunch of fucking flanged fucking vocals for no good reason. Okay, this is a separate song. Alright, I think we're good. And the 2003 mix of Rebel is on here as well. That's so kind. What? No, that's not. I mean, actually, whatever. Traffic is severely uncool, you guys. Let's hear some popular music.
I don't know what you mean by let's hear some popular music.
You're garbage. Please play some popular music. It's playing nothing. Accurate. Accurate. Could you please play me some popular music? I mean, this is one of the top songs according to Siri. So, baby, won't you come my way? Got something. Kendrick Lamar, a big Zack Ryder fan. Shit. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it. I'm a classic man. You can be me when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Hate that song, especially of the songs we've heard so far. Oh, hell yeah! Song's called Like a Wrecking Ball, but it's not that song. It's on a cover of that song, is it? I don't know.
You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you are in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring a good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that pool.
This just fucking sucks. Fucking like sounds like the fucking sounds like a fucking Disney road trip movie.
No, baby, you got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should.
Is Pitbull on this? This sounds like Pitbull could come in at any second.
No, honey, I'm good. I can have
another, but I
probably should not.
Like this ambiguous pop mashup genre of just fucking shit. Of just shit. Like this sounds like it would be in a fucking, a trailer for a fucking Disney road trip movie. starring fucking young, like 8-year-old Lindsay Lohan in dual roles. The twins are going on the road. Jesus. Country that came back when I said play some fucking hit music is actually like kind of scary to me. Like, oh no. Where are we as a people that this is something people might want to listen to? I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel the same way about this fucking Macklemore fucking track also. That says a lot of scary things too.
I went to the moped store. What's up, bro? The salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Calm down there. I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, I can't be on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley. Tiptoe in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet. White walls,
what the fuck?
Like mayonnaise, jump.
My crew is in, and all we need is two good wins. Got cash to take,
this...
cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with her.
You write a song about mopeds?
Break her off, kick ass, knock her in backstage. You don't need a wristband, dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Pass the heartbeat, dookie on the Ducati. Timberland cap.
Nope, 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 nope. Help. Take this exit here, take the weird side road out to Vallejo. And just say, please, I just, you guys got an E40 for me to listen to, please. I accidentally told my phone to play some hit music and oh my, help, help. Stop here in Novato and just sleep here. Fall asleep to Jason Derulo. No. So I guess these playlists it pulls up are just 25 tracks, because that was 25 songs. It's 25 hits. 25 hit records. That's what that was. I wonder how well it'll play the top songs from 1978. It totally does that. Some songs will be missing from its repertoire if they don't have them on their service. Yeah, okay, that's... Sounds like, yeah. Debbie Boone. Sure. This checks out. Play the top songs from 1964. Buying this Louis Armstrong song is the number one song of the year 1964, but
it's so nice to have you back where you
Pretty Woman by the 2 Live Crew. Important hits from 64. I could tell it was hot today because I could smell the dump. And I'm not actually that close to it. It's like a few miles downwind. Ugh. Also, it's 85 degrees. Jeez. To go to court over this amazing song. Top songs of 1968. I don't know. I wonder if there's the top hip-hop songs of 1989. What do you got? Nope.
Sorry, I can't play song charts by genre, but I can find top songs from a year, or I can create a hip-hop rap radio station for you.
I mean, that's very honest and forthright. I'll grant you that. And then it just starts playing Lloyd Banks. Siri, you're an asshole. That's super uncool. Play the top music of 1989. Favorite band, Chicago. When you call me up this morning. Yeah. Maybe pop music. Well, no. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
made this money, you didn't.
They say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting good is how I feel. Some nasty questions. Why am I so real? But they don't understand me. Or they don't know the deal about my brother. Trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win the spot. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why. I don't need permission. Make my own decisions. That's my prerogative. It's my prerogative. It's the way that I want to live. It's my prerogative.
It's a great song. That's a great song. What else is on this list?
We both lie silent, still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, miles upon side. Was it something I said, something I did?
That was a very popular song. It's no fucking straight up, though.
Paul Abdul and Arsenio were gonna make it, you know? Sad. Sad. Double Abdul. Unprecedented. 1989 was Paul Abdul's year. Cops. Oh God, what's going on? It's got a freeway and there's like two cop cars. Seems to have pulled a guy out of a Bronco.
Popular song. It was in a movie or something, right? Just having trouble imagining why this would have been popular for any other reason. Oh, whatever, I guess songs like that. Okay, okay, yep. This crazy remix version or something too, man. Fucking ripping guitar. Shit fucking shreds. Is this Slash? Is this Eddie Van Halen? I feel like when I ask for the top hits of the year, it should play the actual versions of the song that were the hits. I feel a little, like... I feel like this is not the results I was looking for, you know? Alright, now I take it back. This is actually the version of the song I wanted to hear. Shit sounds like a karaoke version of itself. This fucking drum machine and keyboard. Home, so I gotta. We're gonna have to get through this stuff if we want to hear these 1989 jams. No, yeah, I need a baker. I get it. Yeah. Now, Richard Marx. I mean, he's a technologist. He invented the PlayStation Move, and he did this Right Here Waiting song. Wow. Fucking horns you got. Well, Debbie Gibson. Alright. Gloria Estefan, I get it. Okay, yeah. It's not the Warrant song I would have picked for the best songs of 89 list. But this is most definitely the Roxette song I would have chosen. At home. It only took a billion hours. Everybody have a good night.